producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I pray many times a week. I wouldn't say every day, but 4 or 5 times a week. And it seems to help me. Because I get so angry sometimes, I get a crick in my neck, and I have trouble breathing. I actually get in a very aggressive mode, because I just start thinking about the crimes being committed. They're arresting people in Germany that criticize open borders. They're working with Zuckerberg to censor people here domestically, including us. Our government's funding Al-Qaeda to murder all these innocent people and ISIS. The Federal Reserve's destroying the country by design. And I just don't want to sit here and take it anymore. Now, when we start the next segment, I played Vladimir Putin's speech, or an excerpt of it, where he said this is not about Russia's interest. This is about morally doing the right thing. And it's about defending our national sovereignty against radical Al-Qaeda groups and ISIS groups that the West is funding and using. And how dare you do this? And it's a fact. You know, I took the bait that Putin in 99 had bombed his own apartment buildings, and he still may have. He was the vice president. He needed to be able to attack the Chechens that were working for the West, trying to peel away several countries away from Russia. I'm not defending the bombing of apartment buildings. They did bomb apartment buildings that were working apartment buildings, not elderly, so that most people weren't in the buildings when they did it. Still terrible. And Moscow police, or a suburb of Moscow police, caught FSB in a building with a plastic explosive, and then they said, oh, it's part of a drill. So there's a good chance Russia has engaged in false flags. That is, Vladimir Putin has when he was vice president. But there's not total proof of that. But I was told by a lot of other Russian experts that, no, that was done to actually destabilize Russia and to try to take the fight away from Chechnya into Russia itself. But that's not the effect it had. But that's why I say we can't sit here and completely trust Vladimir Putin. All I know is Putin's not trying to take my guns. All I know is Vladimir Putin is not trying to force vaccines on me or GMO. All I know is Vladimir Putin's not trying to teach my 7-year-old how she can be a man. All I know is that Vladimir Putin's not trying to make me drink fluoride. Vladimir Putin is not funding ISIS and ISIL and all the rest of these Western-backed groups. And Vladimir Putin's not trying to bring in a one-world government. So, we have the headline of the New York Post: Obama has turned Putin into the world's most powerful leader. And they make it political, and certainly Obama's part of that, so you could say that and be fair. But isn't it globalism has made Putin look like a world leader, or the predominant world leader, because globalism is such a miserable tyranny? By the way, it's not a failure, though. You know, Putin said, oh, the West has failed in what it's done. I guess it's failed to have Al-Qaeda and ISIS take over. I guess that's true, but not failed in funding these groups. That was their plan. So what do you think the larger geopolitical plan is, and what do you think is going to happen now that Obama's announcing they're not going to be backing Syrian rebels anymore against Assad? Is that a fake statement? Is that a fraud? Is that a feint? Is that a zig when they zag? Is that a fake handoff? Is that a sneak play? Or what does that signify, and what do you think the next geopolitical move is going to be? We've already seen Soros and NATO take down Ukraine and spin it that Russia did it. What's coming next? I want to take your phone calls straight ahead. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Infowars.com is full of key stories right now. Check it out.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't normally talk about movies that are concerning entertainment because that's a diversion, but so much of it's scripted. And in that, people can really train themselves to see the propaganda and then to tell others about it. In fact, I found it's easier to wake the public up exposing propaganda in movies and in books and on television than it is to get them to wake up to propaganda involved in politics. And here's an example. Did NASA time its Mars announcement to coincide with the new movie, The Martian, starring Matt Damon? That's Yahoo News, Associated Press. And Ridley Scott, who's a great director, I can't wait to see the movie, said, "I knew there was water months ago." Well, we knew there was water on Mars 100-plus years ago with telescopes. There were white ice caps on its northern and southern hemisphere visible in 1900 or before. People 300 years ago thought that there was canals and water on it because of the rivers they could see. We just know most of the rivers are dry. But yes, the probes have proven there's running water in the summer months. And it comes up out of the ground like springs when it gets up above 50 degrees or so on Mars. So that's what's going on Mars. But that's just, oh, my gosh, is this all a PR stunt? Gee, was the Pope getting in the new Fiat, the larger Fiat? You think that was a stunt from Italy? I wonder. Gee, the police opening the line up, letting a little girl run up to the Pope, it was obviously staged. He was ready for it. Anybody could see it was staged. It was bad acting. We said it was staged. Mark Zuckerberg had it censored, I guess, with his people. He admitted that at the UN hearing Saturday that they censor any criticism of open borders in America or in Europe. And they report people that do to the German police, and folks are arrested. I mean, think about the tyranny in Germany. No free speech. And we came out and said, the Pope kid, what they're not telling you, it's totally fake. The day it happened. Then it got taken down, it got blocked. Kit Daniels came out and then talked about it more with Darren McBreen when he hosted the Nightly News. So not only is this stuff staged, when you try to expose that you're being manipulated, they censor you. Now, nobody's going to censor us if we talk about clearly NASA coinciding a great promotion of space travel and travel inside the solar system to our nearest neighbor, fourth rock out from the third rock. Certainly, that's the type of propaganda we need to see. Promoting human exploration, trailblazing, making astronauts heroes again. The word propaganda has been made synonymous with lying. No, that's black propaganda. Propaganda is simply material that promotes your point of view. So I put out propaganda all day about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, property rights, medical freedom, Mother Nature supplements, my relationship with Christ, because it's what I believe, it's what makes me feel good, it's what I've had good experiences with. I'm trying to share information with people. I've been down on the hike and bike trail before at a really busy waterfall, and I was sitting there talking to a group of people, and I said, you know, about 500 yards down is an even bigger waterfall. You got to walk further, and there's hardly anybody there. And guess what the unanimous response is? Shh, we want to go down there. Don't tell everybody. And I kind of get that. You find a fishing hole that's really the best at some national park or state park. You don't want to tell everybody where the fish are at, or next they'll all be there. So maybe I'm a party pooper. But the globalists don't want to build bigger economies so that everybody can be successful. They want smaller economies they control so they can dictate total terms to everyone. We're going to launch the phone system, and I'm going to give the phone number out. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I specifically want to get your take on Putin's address versus Obama's address, and the media rightfully saying here in the U.S. that Putin is now the leader of the world compared to Obama. In the past, American presidents were the leaders of the free world, and most of the world hailed their support towards America because China was so nightmarishly evil. Soviet Union was so out of control bad. We've got a crew member who, I guess, immigrated here when she was young from Russia. We're going to interview her soon. And she was just telling us during the break, she's going to do a piece tonight that will air tomorrow, where she's going to, in the actual Russian, tell you what Putin said. And I've seen this in the Russian news as well. Their transcripts are different than ours. Putin said at the UN, your government's behind Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and how dare you do this, and we're going to fight it, and you know you're really corrupt. And by the time it's on U.S. news, it's been watered down. This is the level of deception they're putting everybody under. So it goes from light stuff like the Martian being released, right as NASA announces their big Mars mission. I mean, of course that's going on. That's propaganda, but it's white propaganda. It's pro-human, pro-exploration propaganda. But still, they should admit they did it on purpose, just out of respect for the public. Then you've got deceptive stuff like the Pope and the little girl, and then you've got really deceptive stuff where Zuckerberg comes out and tries to stop people from exposing what's going on and then admits it at the UN, talking to the German chancellor. And then the deception gets even worse, where they take what Vladimir Putin says and twist it. No wonder Americans are so ignorant politically, because we're just bathing in disinformation. Let's talk to the Watcher in FEMA Region 9, I guess formerly there in the Pacific Northwest. He wants to talk about Putin's speech. Thanks for calling.
Alex, he sounded so much like you. It wasn't for the translation on RT that I would have thought you were on the stage.
Well, the truth's the truth.
It is. And I was so excited. My wife thought I was out of my mind. but I was like, wow, okay, the jig is up. And then when it came to Obama's speech, I just turned him off. I don't even want to listen to the lies. I just, because all he does is spout forth lies and then the media just plays it up.
Well, we're going to play what he had to say. I've got the transcript here. He came and said, we come in peace. We love you. Get in the candy truck. Get in the ice cream truck. I have a puppy. I mean, he basically just said, we love you, Russia. Please stop attacking everyone. Please stop being evil. Please help us fight ISIS while they run it, while Putin's like, okay, I'm there battling them. Join me. It's just total inversion of reality.
It is. I have friends in Ukraine, and one of my friends was helping me translate the actual Russian version of it, and is pretty much spot on. But when during the Ukraine crisis, when it occurred, she flew over there the Thursday before it happened, and when everything blew up, and her and a friend were watching this, basically a mock military action between the Ukrainian army and the Russian army, but they were all Ukrainians, okay? So they watched it, and these guys come together, and they tackle and capture these Ukrainian troops. And then when the cameras rolled away, they all stopped, started shaking hands, patting each other on the back. And I go, what? And she says, like, what are they doing?
So she says she thought she saw stage stuff being shot ahead of the so-called revolution being launched days later.
It was 2 days after it started. She watched later that night. She watched it on the news with her friend, and her friend's like, whoa, that's not what happened. And she goes, yeah. When she came back 2 weeks later after having to go through a whole lot of stuff to get out of there, she called me up and said, we've got to talk in person. I said, okay, what's going on? She goes, I can't tell you. I said, she gets over and she tells me all of this. And I was like, yeah, I mean, Alex is saying the same thing. It's all staged. But what's going on over there, it's just like, you know, the Victoria Nuland stuff where she said F the EU and all that, and they were picking out who was going to be the leader. I showed her that, and her face dropped. She's like, oh, my God, what's going on? It's insanity, and our government, which I don't like to call our government, it's our occupiers, like you say, are orchestrating almost everything that's going on in the world. It's bad right now.
It certainly is, and Russia is grabbing its interest in the country. The West is trying to get its interest. The issue is this is Russia's doorstep. It used to be part of Russia, and our government overthrew the elected government and then put a bizarre white supremacist group in that actually hails Hitler. And then our news had the nerve to call Putin Hitler and claim that the Russians were like Hitler. I mean, even for Americans, people should see through that. But the Russians were the main group that fought Hitler and lost 20 million people. It's so crazy that not all the Western Ukrainians are bad people. And they have real beefs with what the Russians did to them under Lenin and Stalin. Absolutely. But now to resurrect the Nazi movement in Ukraine from World War II and put it in charge is just crazy. But what do you expect from George Soros, who told CNN, Fareed Zakaria, that, yes, I was key in my foundations with what you're now seeing over there today. I am one of the main person behind it. Yes, I'm very proud. Another bizarre Nazi collaborator who's Jewish. You can't make this up. It's like Spectre. Nobody's who they seem. Funding actual grandkids and kids of Nazis to run around and murder everybody. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And that's why America's lost so much of the moral high ground. And then we have NATO generals shooting their mouths off about how we can defeat Russia easily. Let's just have a war.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lasik. Kick some ash with Lasik's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lasik.com.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
I live back in the woods, you see.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and
now they have the President's Rural Commission, the 10 regions of FEMA and the Pentagon.
I got a shot
set up to end rural life.
Drive and a country boy can survive.
Set to come in and selectively cut off the resources to force us into the compact cities under Agenda 21. Here's the best part of the song. Crank it up.
Catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Well, not if they have their way. You can't.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
That's why they got the ATF and the feds out there to shut down everybody that's got their own whiskey and their own smoke.
Good old tomatoes and homemade wine and country boy can survive.
You're not going to survive if you get shot up for that vaccine.
You're
going to get cancer when you're 45. Your daughter's going to get it when she's 10.
Because you can't survive about and you can't make a run.
Really? They can't get you with the chemtrails?
We say grace, we say ma'am, if you ain't in the back.
And I'm not saying a country boy can't survive, but you got to do more than be out there on the back 40
from the West Virginia,
in your four-wheel drive truck.
And the Rocky Mountains,
you got to take over your local city politically. You got to take over your state. You got to get on the march. You got to get on the offensive.
We can get a bus, we can run a trot line, and a country boy.
That's what we got to understand. We're going to win this fight.
Country folks can survive.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls.
I had a good friend in New York City.
Does it make anybody mad that last Wednesday, last Thursday, they had the little girl run up to the Pope? Kit Daniels wrote a story about it, saying it's obviously staged, showed the photos. It had close to 20,000 shares in a couple hours. That's super viral. Our average story gets 3,000 or 4,000 shares. Still big. And they just killed it. They just killed the story. Brought it down to zero shares. You couldn't share it. And then Zuckerberg Saturday, on the dais, up there with Merkel, said, we're going to censor, we're going to control, we're going to call on Mike. We're going to stop any criticism of the, quote, migrants. Imagine assaulting Europe with millions of people, a bunch of them ISIS, and then saying, we're going to censor anybody that tries to expose that. That is hardcore totalitarianism. That is hardcore. While they act like they're not censoring. Oh, we don't censor. And I'm not even singling out Facebook here. A lot of these platforms do this. And people should really be freaked out. A lot of liberals are on a power trip. You bet we're going to shut your speech down now. It's our time to take over. Well, that's not liberal. The precedent's being set with liberal causes because that's the agenda being used to domesticate the public. But down the road, you're going to be censored too. Splash some cold water on your face if you're a so-called liberal and ask yourself, is this really who you are? Let's go ahead and go to Aaron in Montana. Aaron, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Hey, you know, I was just thinking about this. You know, in the beginning of Putin, when he was first running his reelection campaign, he's running around with his shirt off, horseback in, shooting guns up, you know, just completely the man's man, everybody, you know, I'm a man, right?
Yeah, that's clearly a ploy, but they're promoting masculinity, being in charge and having strong families. The globalists here promote an effeminate Obama on purpose. So what Putin's doing, I think it's healthy to have a John Wayne-style president.
But what I'm getting at is they're doing it on purpose because Obama, what does he do? He appoints a civilian gay person to head the Defense Department now, and he's completely demasculinizing the military.
Yeah,
and like
exactly,
it's a design. It's completely
it's a complete program of ending the family as we know it and making Americans the most broke back, servile, knock-kneed weirdos you can imagine.
Yep. My other point, if I could make, would be we have a local issue in Montana with a gun control, Mayor Michael Bloomberg's initiative.
Oh, boy.
Is now taking effect in Missoula, Montana. They're implementing a firearms sale ordinance that basically says no more person-to-person sales without a federal background check. So
over 200 cities, even in conservative areas like Montana, are now bought and paid for by Bloomberg. Thank you so much. Great call, sir. Great point on the Putin situation. Absolutely. The Russians know they're dying. They know they're collapsing. They're desperately hoping a strong man can save them.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And, of course, he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an international monetary fund aid package
where we had brokered a deal
to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Okay, folks, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. We are going to be going back to your phone calls and getting into a ton of really important news. Lawmakers say U.S. plan to hand the Internet over to the United Nations might be unconstitutional. Gee, you think so? When the United States built it and designed it with DARPA, this is how they want to censor it. You have the U.N. censoring as well. Really huge news. Matt, Jim, Sebastian, Tim, Eva, we're going to get to all of you coming up with open phones throughout the end of this hour, right into the third hour as well. So all of that is coming up. We're going to play some of Obama's speech. Of course, it was a bunch of propaganda at the United Nations yesterday. But first, I wanted to play a piece from a few months ago where Dr. Group and I and others break down how amazing Liver Shield is, one of the newest products from InfoWarsLife.com. And this product is now back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very, very popular. It's now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And here is the piece where we break down how amazing this product is in conjunction with a larger liver cleanse. Here it is. And when you eat all these toxins, if you ate McDonald's nuggets 20 years ago that had plasticizers in them, your gallbladder and your liver doesn't know what to do, so the liver basically excretes that into the gallbladder, and it holds it. Just Google gallbladder stones, and it's disgusting, but you need to look at it. And when you finally get filled up with these, it bursts, or it gets infected, and they've got to remove it. And we'll scroll through these. There's even grosser ones. Like, let's scroll down. On average, they're green or black. If they're black, they're really old and toxic. They're generally green. And this stuff's meant to be passed out of you, but we eat such artificial food that it doesn't. These are way beyond kidney stones, you name it. You also have liver stones. And medical doctors won't tell you on average, hey, flush your liver. They'll just say, hey, your liver's sick. It's going to get progressively worse. We're going to get you on a list for a liver transplant. It is unbelievable. We're showing these disgusting images. So about a year and a half ago, Anthony Gucciardi just said, man, I just did a Dr. Grip's liver cleanse, the one he recommends. And he's developing this proprietary stuff. He's testing on himself right now. You really ought to do it. The results are dramatic after 6 days. And I'm like, no way I'm doing it. I don't believe that there's giant black or green balls in my gallbladder. And this is how ignorant I am. And he's like, look at it online. I'm not looking at it online. Stuff like that grosses me out. I don't want to go there. Well, finally, about 6 months ago, they convinced me to do it.
I personally think everybody should go through a liver cleansing if you haven't done one. And then take the, for example, the Liver Shield can be taken two different ways. It can be taken as a liver support formula, where you just take a couple dropperfuls. But that's not going to purge the liver and remove all that stuff from it. In order to do that, you have to do the 6 day.
Well, I'm going
to
walk
cleanse.
Through how the liver works, the different types of cleanses with you, and give you the floor. But I'm asking a lot of selfish questions here up front. How does the apple cider vinegar organic with the oxy powder and with the liver trex over a 6 day cleanse, how does it then when you take the olive oil at the end, lay on your side for an hour as you go to sleep, why does it then have the gallbladder release?
Well, this is something that that is a very controversial issue, but results speak for themselves. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people have done this, and it dates back even 1,000 years, drinking oils to cleanse and purge the liver. Actually, the Greeks and the over in India with Ayurvedic medicine have done it the same way. But how it works is what you should do, and this is what our proprietary research led us to do back starting in the early 90s when we were looking at the best ways to cleanse the liver, was to develop an herbal formula that contains herbs that will help soften or break down these globules or these stones in the liver and the gallbladder. And that's really what the first 5 days is for. That's where you mix the bottle of Liver Shield. You pour the whole bottle in a gallon of distilled water, and then you drink 4 8-ounce glasses a day of that 4 or 5 days. At the same time, though,
okay, folks, that's just part of the informational video that is on InfoWarsLife.com on the Liver Shield Liver Cleanse page. And he walks through how you do it and generally what response the public sees. You can read the reviews from third-party individuals for yourself. But overall, it has a 4.8 rating, unheard of by Power Reviews, one of the largest and most respected third-party review sites out there. There are also other third-party review sites. Do your own research of the entire InfoWarsLife.com product chart and see why we call these amazing game changers. But I didn't even believe this 2 years ago when they wanted to develop it and wanted me to sell it and thought it was a great idea. I finally did it, and I've talked about what happened. It's embarrassing, but it's real nevertheless. Now, Leanne McAdoo's friend has done it. Leanne hasn't done it yet. She corrected me earlier. She's doing it next week. But her friend is an actress in some pretty big movies and also been a fitness model. And she had gained some weight and stuff and wanted to try it out. She wasn't paid to do it. It was Leanne and hers idea talking about it because they were getting ready to do these cleanses together. And her friend did it. So Leanne's about to do it next week. Anthony Gucciardi and Leanne McAdoo join us here. And of course, you're not just getting an amazing product. You're also funding the operation when we talk about this. But getting our bodies healthy is such a big part of the fight against the globalists. Leanne McAdoo, Anthony Gucciardi, we've only got a little bit of time, 5-6 minutes apiece in this segment. I'm going to come back and go to calls. But I appreciate you coming on today to talk about this because Liver Shield is finally back in, one of our best sellers. We did get a large shipment of it. It's concentrated herbs that, I guess, prepare and open up the liver to be detoxed. But I'm also told you can take this by itself, and also it reportedly, we believe, has some benefits. So, Anthony, let's start with you and then Leanne McAdoo.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to go through the full spectrum liver cleanse, which involves, you know, the apple cider vinegar, the water, the Epsom salt, all that kind of stuff.
The 6-day regimen.
Right.
It's still pretty easy, though.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I put this every single day in my protein shake or my daily water, and I take it every single day to support the natural detoxification of the liver anyway. You don't have to do the full cleanse. But that said, if you do the full cleanse, as you'll see from the hundreds of reviews on InfoWarsLife.com, some really crazy things happen. And we don't have to go into full detail. You know, we're not claiming to know what it is coming out of us, but we're talking about green balls, black balls, sometimes golf ball-sized balls that come out of you when you do the full.
Sometimes ball. Martians.
Sometimes
Martians. Big sarcastic. That's a joke.
Sometimes FDA. Hillary Clinton comes out and the laughing pen comes out. But no, it is pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, sometimes you crap Hillary Clinton pens.
It's actually been proven, yeah.
Gosh, I hope not. Worst nightmare.
Sorry, it's a family show. I apologize.
But if you think about it, right?
Even having an image of Hillary Clinton is not family friendly.
No. Absolutely not.
Obscene.
Absolutely.
Is there an FCC fine for showing a picture of Hillary Clinton on broadcast TV?
Definitely.
It's pretty graphic.
Can't show a horse's rear end.
It's a graphic image, actually. It could be frightening to children. But you think about every
single
day.
Viewer discretion is advised. Sorry.
It's all right. Every single day, how much we expose ourselves to. From everyone drinking alcohol to the crap in the food, the chemicals, everything we possibly can imagine that we eat on a daily basis, all of it goes through the liver. And the liver is just being hit with so many toxic compounds on a daily basis that there's no surprise. There's
no, the liver's being hit by migrants. If you drink a bottle of Jack Daniels, it's a migrant.
It's true.
It has a right to be there eating
it. It has a right to destroy your liver. And I think it's bad if you take Liver Shield, so don't take it. Don't go to InfoWars.
Liver Shield is pure crud. These aren't well-known ancient herbs concentrated, none to detoxify. It's not good. It doesn't help you. The government's good. Do whatever the government says.
Exactly.
I agree, so I'm not even going to keep talking about it then. Just don't buy it.
Don't.
No, the great part is people did try it. We've opened the phones up before, and it's crazy what folks say comes out.
Mm-hmm. It is crazy. And if you look up liver...
Obviously, we're not doctors, but we can get Dr. Group and others to come on and talk about it. But when we show, you know, search Google gallstones or liver stones, it's admitted that the things coming out of us look like what they're saying online at medical sites is happening. I just can't believe this is in me. I didn't believe it when you first told me about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we're not saying, we're not telling you what it is coming out of you. We know it's messed up. I know people that have done independent research on what's coming out of them, and we can't talk about it on air because it's studies and things, stuff like that. But I've had people confirm it to me.
Well,
but
do your own research.
Do your own research is the bottom line. You know, the all we have to think about is logically what we're exposing to ourselves to it on a daily basis and realize, well, yeah, our liver is definitely flooded with a bunch of junk.
Take McDonald's, admit they have plasticizers in all their fried foods, basically plastic. Your body's got to do something with that.
And here's a study from today. Chemical exposure linked to rising diabetes obesity risk, as if it's a, you know, who knew? Well, it is the chemical exposure. Your body gets hit with a number of toxic compounds every single day to the point where it can't function at its optimum levels anymore. And that's why we do things like natural detoxification. It is a real powerful thing. Just like this story.
Next, you're going to tell me exercise is good and drinking lots of purified water is good. You're such a racist.
I know, it's bad. you're right. I think we should let the migrants, the toxicity in our body is really just a migrant form. We should let the migrants inhabit our bodies like squatters.
When Hitler took cyanide, it wasn't poison. It was a migrant.
Yeah.
And then he flopped around, foamed at the mouth, and died.
I think there's nothing wrong with that. What about what happened when your friend took the anti-migration pill?
Well, I made her send me pictures. I was like, I know it's gross. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know this.
I might be sick and twisted, but I wanted to see.
She's a lovely lady. I don't want to picture that in the photos together.
Well, it wasn't that. Now, but it was like quarter size, and it was green and black. And she is a very healthy person. She cleanses a lot. She eats pretty well as well. And I was surprised. She was surprised. And she's done tons of cleanses, and nothing like that ever happened to her. So I'm really glad that we have this product back, because I've been waiting about 2 months to be able to go ahead and do this with her.
Now, folks should consult their physician, because I never heard this in the comments or calls or anybody. But Anthony, and just to be truthful, the last time you tried to cleanse, tell folks what happened. I mean, people, if you're toxic, some things can happen. You want to tell folks what happened to you?
I've done the liver cleanse like 6 or 7 times, and sometimes you'll feel nauseous. You'll feel really disgusting. And ultimately, when you pass these disgusting things out of your body, you'll feel, for me personally, a lot better. But you will feel toxic. You will feel disgusting. I mean, it's a matter of doing a serious cleanse. I mean, you're eating right for
fun. You said you started hallucinating.
Well,
Emmy said that
she felt extremely weird. I felt extremely weird.
Actually, the Emmy said the exact
same thing. Let's just be honest.
She felt like she was kind of like, oh, she felt the exact same
thing. I felt crappy the next morning, and then I called group, and I go, nothing's happening. Everybody says that stuff happens, and then it's not happening. And like a day later, it was like I was walking to the Alamo Drafthouse movie theater with my kids, and I'm like, stay right here. Sit at this bench. I run in there, and it was like, whoa. Yeah, it worked for me. Disgusting.
You didn't believe it either. You were like, I don't know.
I was bitching you out.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. And I was like, give it a few days. Nothing's happening.
Right.
And then you call me at like 10 p.m. You're like, oh, my God. This is real.
Yeah, it took me 2 days, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
2 days. Well, a day and a half, because it was supposed to happen 6 to 8 hours. So I took it like at 10 o'clock one night, you know, done the 6 days, and then a whole next day, and then like 7 at night the next day.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that was in me. Now, I've only done it once, right? Because I started it and then quit because I was busy with a bunch of stuff. I need to go ahead and do it again, though.
You should do it with us next week.
Why do you think you got sick on the 7th one?
Well, you know, it depends on what you're putting in your body. I was more stressed out. I was eating worse around.
Does less and less come out each time?
Less and less does come out in each time from my experience and the experience of others that I've read. Ultimately, the goal, I mean, if it takes 2 days for something to pass through you anyway, in your experience, that's obviously bad, right? If your intestinal tract takes 2 days to pass whatever it is going through it, that means you need to do another one. Also, if it's black, I hear, according to the experts, that's even worse because it's a larger built up gunk deposit that's been there for a longer period of time.
And by the way, Oxy powder goes with this, which you can take separately from doing the cleanse. It's worked like dynamite for me. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's higher level oxygen that releases in your intestines and just blows everything out. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And this is how we fund our operation. Not taxpayer money, not a gun to your head like the IRS, but high-quality nutraceuticals, high-quality products at InfoWarsLife.com. See the informational videos there in the Liver Cleanse Combo Pack page is where you'll find that particular video. I'm also going to email this out to everybody that's part of the InfoWars Insider Newsletter today. Leanne, in the minute and a half left, other things your friend experienced and what you're expecting to experience next week.
Well, she said it was very easy, one of the easiest cleanses that she's ever done. The food, the regimen that Dr. Group has prepared is very easy to follow, and the food is actually tasty. She said the worst
thing was the last day. So Group's gone further now about what you're supposed to eat.
Yeah.
He's even expanded more.
Oh, we have it all on the page.
Yeah, it's very detailed. I mean, it's a very simple process to follow. It's very detailed. Every single day, here's what you have to buy, here's how you do it. And the last day for her was the most intense.
And by the way, most of it you don't buy from us.
Yeah.
No.
And obviously you're wanting to get organic things like so. Let's
be clear, though. I talked to someone who did the Master Cleanse for like 40 days, which is where you drink the water and
lemon juice and cayenne.
Like cayenne pepper and syrup. And he was like, yeah, you know, I did it. I'm on my 41st day, something crazy like that. And he's like, the effects are all right. And then he did this liver cleanse, and he was like, oh, my God, that took 5 days. It wasn't even that hard. It's so much better.
And that's exactly what Emmy said.
Yeah.
It was really simple. So I'm looking forward
to
it.
You don't have to starve yourself.
We'll take some before and afters.
Did it take a day for her or more days?
Like, it took several days. But then.
So it didn't happen right away like me.
Exactly.
Is it like a delayed explosion? Sorry. All right, we're going to come back with calls. Thanks for coming in, guys. Liver Shield is back at InfoWarsLife.com. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now, you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a 4-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 4-week food emergency supply.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Well, Nancy Pelosi came out yesterday. yesterday and was asked about Planned Parenthood and the dozens of horrible videos, some of which are 6-7 hours long, unedited, where they macabrely sit around these fine meals slurping red wine and discussing selling baby parts in Lamborghinis. And she basically came out in two different statements and said, these videos should be investigated. I believe they're fake, but I haven't looked at them. That's like Hillary. Did you have your fake email to hide that you were sending secret emails? Oh, that's a preposterous conspiracy theory. Be like asking Elmer Fudd, do you have a shotgun to shoot rabbits? That's preposterous. I mean, it's crazy. I'm going to take my son dove hunting. I went and got a license a few days ago. Hadn't done that in a few years. And it'd be like, do you have a license to hunt dove? No, it's a conspiracy theory. I just went and got this license because I felt like it. You know, are you wearing that red hat to wear a red hat? No, I just have a red hat on my head. They just play these games. Meanwhile, new article, Kit Daniels, Infowars.com, so important. Planned Parenthood admits over 86% of revenues are from abortions. Previously, they said that they don't make money on any of it. Planned Parenthood president makes $520,000 a year from organization and also has most of her expenses paid for. So let's go ahead and play Nancy Pelosi, who hasn't seen any of the videos, but she thinks they're fake and should be investigated, even though Planned Parenthood first said they weren't real, then said they were edited, and now is just defending the content.
On the subject of the Planned Parenthood and the attempts to defund Planned Parenthood, have you seen the videos? Is there not anything on those videos that bothers you at all?
Well, I don't stipulate that these videos are real. And the fact is, the research that is being criticized, there is research that has been supported. No, I haven't seen. I've seen some news reports of it, but I also know that some of it is not real, and you can create any reality that you want.
But okay, so even if you don't,
that is so key. Back that up as we analyze this propaganda. That is so key. It's earth shattering. Remember, Karl Rove told the New York Times and the Washington Post. A bunch of them were around him, like 2004. And they said, listen, Iraq wasn't involved in 9/11. That was Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia. Why do you keep saying they were? And Karl Rove said, we control reality. We're history's actors. We can make any reality we want. In fact, here's the quote. And while you're studying that reality, judiciously as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too. And that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors now, and you, all of you, will be left to just study what we do. So here she is saying they can put out fake videos and create any reality they want. I say they're not real, but I haven't watched them. But they need to be investigated.
Reported. No, I haven't seen. I've seen some news reports of it, but I also know that some of it is not real, and you can create any reality that you want.
But okay, so even if you don't accept the videos on the
page. And I think they should be investigated as to how they obtained those and doctored those and then had them be accepted.
I mean, the videos are not doctored. They've released with all of them the full unedited surveillance videos, some of them 7 obnoxious hours long. I've sat through hours of it. I've never sat through an entire one. I'll tell you that right now. And it's just her lying to the audience, telling them it doesn't exist. Just like Hillary says, the email scandal is a conspiracy theory. Of course, it's all admitted. We're going to come back and go to Matt and Jim and Tim and Sebastian Mitchell, everybody that's holding your phone call straight ahead, bam, bam, bam. She also later says that the head of Planned Parenthood is such a nice lady. He was such a nice neighbor till he found all the dead bodies in his basement. I mean, it's the same sickening, preying on her audience, talking to them like they're idiots. And her constituents are idiots. I mean, you know, they're